USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We are hurt, but not broken.
As the Galveston County DA's office releases the names of the 8 students and 2 teachers killed when a 17-year-old gunman started shooting at Santa Fe High School on Friday, the community holds a vigil last night where the mayor-elect Jason Tabor says,
"Our strength comes through our resiliency. We are Santa Fe strong. Please pray for our city."
Meanwhile, the family of the suspected gunman says they're just as shocked and confused as everyone else. The British royal family, embracing its newest member, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, are husband and wife after a lavish televised wedding at Windsor Castle that was watched by millions worldwide. Many details of the ceremony honored the late Kentucky Derby winner. Justify wins the Preakness Stakes yesterday, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of 4 kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
After days of trade talks, China's agreed to increase purchases of U.S. goods and services. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
A statement released by the White House said meetings between President Trump and Chinese Vice Premier Liu He led to a consensus to resolve a trade dispute between the two economic superpowers. Also agreed upon, increasing trade in manufactured goods and services, encouraging two-way investments, and striving to create a fair, level playing field for competition between the two countries. The meeting was called to prevent a trade war that was brewing after Trump in March imposed new tariffs on imported Chinese products, slapping billions of dollars in potential fiscal penalties on Chinese imports. In April, China retaliated with $3 billion in new tariffs on U.S. imports.
The passenger jet crash in Cuba that killed 110 people Friday, the island nation's deadliest air disaster in nearly 30 years. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Russia is likely not the only country that Donald Trump Jr. met with to try to help get his father elected, according to claims in a New York Times report, which says Trump Jr. also met with an emissary for the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia, offering to help Donald Trump win. According to the report, the meeting took place on August 3, 2016, at Trump Tower and included other Trump aides. The emissary, George Nader, reportedly told Trump Jr. the princes of the countries were eager to help Trump win the election. An Israeli social media expert also at the meeting and proposed an online program using thousands of fake accounts to promote Donald Trump on Facebook. First Lady Melania Trump is back at the White House after being released from Walter Reed National Medical Center, and she'll continue her recovery at home following surgery back last Monday to treat a benign kidney condition. Medical experts say the procedure she underwent usually takes a recovery time of one day, which did raise questions about the nature of her illness. Staffers say in a statement the First Lady remains in high spirits, though, and feels very thankful for the thousands of calls and emails wishing her well. And a California mayor stepping down following allegations of heroin use, West Covina Mayor Mike Spence, announcing late last week that he's resigning from the largely ceremonial role on June 1st.